America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is water. Can you feel this, Helen? Yes, water! Helen, it's water!
Deaf and blind, Helen Keller overcame her world of darkness. Foresight. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you want to power up your day? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Can't manage the speed? Time to get off the grid and get into the heart. A groundbreaking meditation CD for people on the move.
And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000. Hello and welcome to the America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. I'm a little bit thrilled. We're approaching our America Meditating Retreat, which is specifically for all of our guests that have been on the show for the last year. And we're looking very forward to hosting and taking care of everyone up on the mountaintop at Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center. It's been a very successful year for Peace Village this year. They have sold out and booked out on all of their retreats, so it's very clear that they're doing a really, really good thing. If you happen to miss any of our shows, feel free to download the Pause for Peace app where you can get it 24/7 at your own demand in your own time and space. We don't want you to miss these conversations, my friends. They're so important. Today we're going to have Dr. Bradley Nelson, who's going to teach us how to heal through emotional surgery. So you don't want to miss this conversation. Before we go to Sister Gita to have her read us one of her special readings, why don't we go into our favorite place on the America Meditating Radio Show, and that is to reach in and reach up so that we can cultivate a profound experience of our own truth and our own power of existing. Breathe in, relax, and let it go. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul.
allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
that was Lone Space by Bliss on her UCD, and we hope you enjoyed that. And the track on Off From Off The Grid, Into The Heart, Letting Go by yours truly, Sister Jenna. You're listening to America Meditating Radio Show 24/7. You have the fortune of having us at your fingertips by, of course, Googling Blog Talk Radio, America Meditating, or downloading the free app, Pause For Peace. You know the story about that, right? 13-year-old, one summer vacation. He's just so bored, just showing me all the things that he could possibly show me on his iPad. I can do this, Sister Jenna. Look at this, Sister Jenna. And I go, can't you do something constructive? Can you build us an app within a month? Pause For Peace is at your fingertips. And all of the wonderful items on there are all free of charge. Can you believe that? When you download the Pause For Peace app and open it up, you're going to be astonished to see all the incredible gifts and items that you've got at your fingertips. So please do that. Why don't we get Sister Gita on the line, our wonderful portrait, beautiful mother, beautiful heart, and profound human being. Sister Gita, what's your reading for us today? morning, with such reminder of who I am, I can easily go to the land of silence and move out of the lone space. Om Shanti. The wisdom and words of Daddy Janki, who walks her talk. So all the readings from Daddy's book are the before and after upon reaching her spiritual altitude. So emotional pain versus spiritual health. Emotional pain. In a situation of emotional distress, you usually have two options: to face the problem or not. Processing a problem means that you are facing it. Suppressing the problem means you are not. There's a big difference between the two. Processing it, whilst you're processing, it is like processing is to the mind what digesting is to the stomach. If your digestive system can't handle certain foods, you have to stop eating. Stop eating those things, otherwise you become sick. Similarly, if you find yourself in a situation where you can't cope, don't let the ego just let you sit there taking it all in. It's better to say something right there and then. To hold things inside will not allow you to have a healthy mind. What you take in will be indigestible, and it will be obvious to all around you that you are having a problem. Our ability to cope is hampered by thinking too much about other people. This causes problems in the mental digestive system. The best mental antacid is in-depth spiritual study. This, plus a regular practice of self-awareness, penetrates the mind very deeply, dislodging emotional pain at its roots. Only then can emotion be purified, refined, and ultimately transformed. Spiritual health. Good spiritual health means I am free from diseases of the spirit. No traces of negativity remain. All obstacles have been overcome. My face sparkles with happiness. I will then start living my truth, living with God's energy, talking to God. I am learning from God. Inner joy is the best of medicines. It all depends on what you hold in your heart. So can we ask ourselves today, what is in this beautiful heart of mine? Om Shanti, have a reflective day.
That was great. Wow. You know, I have found for myself when I'm really toppling inside or toppling in my, you know, what I would call perhaps my spiritual and physical game, I've allowed emotions come through. And you watched me in the last, you know, year or so. It's been a rough season. And it's not because on the outside things aren't going well. Actually, if I were to, you know, it could only get better. It is so good for us, right? Just everything is perfect around us. But yet, at a soul level, there are still stories within us that we're carrying, and we're grappling with how to put the pieces together. And I found that when I allow my emotions to come in, I just become a mess. I'm not in my state of power. And yet, in a strange way, they do something. They feed us on other levels that we can't seem to define. But why don't we turn to the wonderful Dr. Bradley Nelson to answer some of these questions or engage in our conversation. You see, have you ever thought about how much your emotions influence your health? Dr. Bradley Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. Through his 20-plus years as a holistic physician, he developed the Emotion Code, a system for releasing the trapped emotions that block mental and physical healing. Based on his phenomenal success, Dr. Brad attracted patients from around the globe until he decided to leave his own practice and dedicate his time to lecturing internationally, writing articles, and developing the next iteration of the Emotion Code. Today, we'd like to warmly welcome Dr. Bradley Nelson to the America Meditating Radio Show. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed the meditation.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. That's on my latest CD called Off the Grid. And Sister Gita was just applauding you in the studio because, you know, she has been somebody that's been looking at trying to clear out that emotional debris because she was orphaned at the age of 7. And coming from a Caribbean country with, you know, none of the tools to sit you down with and process what you're going through, here she is in her 70s and she still feels like there's this ball still sitting in her or this energy that's still spiraling inside of her, and she never knows how to filter that. So I think she's going to really enjoy that conversation. But maybe we can even just start with that. I mean, have you ever heard patients come to you or talking about when that energy is boiling up in you or spinning in you, or you just don't know where to move? I think some practitioners in yoga call it the kundalini. Like, you just don't know where to use that energy. It just feels scary if you were to actually face it. Any thoughts about that?
Well, absolutely. What I've discovered is that that energy can be identified and released, and you can be freed from that energy forever. Basically, and it's a very simple process that anybody can do. Basically, what happens to us is, you know, as we live these lives of ours, we sometimes experience emotional lows where we're feeling intense emotions of sadness or grief or anger or loss or whatever it may be. And what we've discovered is that those emotions really, if you get right down to the quantum world, what those emotions are just certain frequencies of energy, really. If you're feeling an emotion of anger, you're feeling a different frequency of energy than if you were feeling an emotion of sadness. And every emotion is different. So when the emotion is strong enough and powerful enough, that energy can actually become trapped in the body. And we call this a trapped emotion. And so it's exactly what you're referring to. What we have found is that a trapped emotion is typically a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a cantaloupe. And these will lodge in the body. They can lodge anywhere. And then what they do is they have a couple of different effects on us. One effect is physical, because the human body itself, of course, as we know, ultimately is nothing but a very complex energy field, if you look at it from the quantum point of view. And so when you have this emotional energy in the body, this trapped emotion, this ball of emotional energy of anger, resentment, whatever it is, what that does, wherever that ball of energy lodges, it will distort the normal energy field of the body. And when you distort the normal energy field of the body, what happens is ultimately you're distorting the tissues themselves. You're interfering with the chemical reactions in the tissues. You're interfering with the flow of energy, the acupuncture flow. You're interfering with chemical reactions and everything else. And so what happens is these trapped emotional energies cause physical symptoms. In fact, what we have found is that 90% of all the pain that people experience is actually due to this emotional baggage. Now, they also have another effect that they do, or that they create for us, and that is that they affect us mentally and emotionally. Because think of it this way. Let's imagine that you have a trapped emotion of grief in your body. Well, that area of your body, the tissues that are within that little sphere of energy, are actually feeling that vibration, that emotion, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for years, for decades. What happens is then, if a situation arises where you might tend to feel that emotion of grief, you will feel that emotion much more easily, much more readily than you otherwise would have. Part of your body is already resonating at that particular frequency. And so what we find is that when we release these emotions, this emotional bad people, suddenly things change for them. Suddenly depression melts away. Suddenly long-standing emotions that they could never, ever seem to get rid of just seem to disappear. And by releasing this emotional baggage with this simple process that we call the emotion code, people are able to step out eventually out of this old state of being that they've been dragging around forever. And it's basically freeing them to step into this new state of being that is so much closer to who they really are intended to be in this world. And, you know, one of the fascinating things about this, sometimes the energies that we have are actually inherited. They're not even ours. But we can clear those too.
Mm. Wow. You know, this is a huge topic because, this year, for the first time in many, many years, I'm usually pretty much, I feel able to understand what I'm feeling, what people are doing, what I'm doing, to an extent that I'm not abusing the cells in my body as much. But this year, it was like I either just fell off the grid and it sort of took me over, but it was a very private affair for me. It wasn't something I lauded. It wasn't that anyone did anything to me. It wasn't public knowledge or news, but it was obvious by people who know me very well, oh, what's going on with Sister Jenna? Something's going on. Because I would wake up with music and play it at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like the happy little yogi all over the place. And for months, I was just like, what is this place? What is calling me? What is it that I need? And I felt like I didn't, you know, Brad, I didn't want to quickly apply the medicine that was needed, because I was like, what is this? I need to understand what this feeling is, because is it like taking an antibiotic, you know, that after 7 days it's fixed, but it still has some side effects and it's creating something? So as we talk about emotions, could you explain to me, in essence, you know, what really is emotion?
Yeah, it's a big question. And emotions are really such a fundamental part of our lives. If you think for a moment, contemplate a world in which no emotions would be possible, life really wouldn't be worth living. There wouldn't be any highs or lows. It would just be a flat line. It would be a gray existence. I personally think that one of the reasons why we're here in this world is to learn to choose our own emotions, no matter what's going on, no matter what the circumstance is. And that's part of what we teach in the Emotion Code book. And ultimately, that's the way to avoid taking on any new emotional baggage, is to choose your own emotions. Well, that's a challenging thing to do, right? And that can take a lifetime, really, to learn. But I think that that's part of it. It's part of our growth process here in this world, to choose our own emotions. Unfortunately, by the time we get to a point where we are realizing that that's what we need to do, we already have accumulated a lot of emotional baggage by then. And so at that point, it becomes much more difficult to choose our own emotions, because the baggage is pulling us in all those emotional directions, you see.
Oh,
but
I like that.
By releasing the baggage... Yeah, that's kind of how I look at it. And so getting rid of the emotional baggage is such an incredibly freeing thing. And, you know, the most important part of this work really has to do with the heart itself. Because what we've discovered is that, of course, just as the ancients believed, the human heart is the source of love and creativity, and it's really the seat of our soul, and it's far, far more than just a mechanical pump. But what we have found is that when people feel like their heart is going to break, when they're really feeling deeply hurt or grieved, there's an assault really that's going on that's being felt by that deep core of your being. And the subconscious mind will put up a wall around the heart to keep it from being totally broken. I mean, you probably remember a time in your own life where you felt like your heart might break. Most people have felt that at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
I know I certainly have, and it's a feeling like, you know, you feel like there's an elephant sitting on your chest, or like you can't breathe, and, you know, when someone's hurting you, or you're just so deeply grieved about something. Well, during those times, the subconscious mind will put up a wall around the heart to keep the heart from being totally broken or assaulted any further. And that wall is an invisible energy wall, and it's made from layers of trapped emotional baggage. Now, what we have found is that 93% of people have this phenomenon going on. We call this a heart wall. And when that wall is taken down, people suddenly are able to connect with other people. We've seen people fall in love who never, ever thought they would. People even in advanced ages. I got an email recently from a woman in her mid-80s who told me that she can't ever remember having a happy moment in her entire life. It's the kind of life she had, very, very difficult. Till this wall was taken down, and suddenly her heart was open, and suddenly she's feeling joy for the first time in her life. This is a huge, huge, and very, very important discovery.
So I have a question for you. Is the wall also called suppression? Because what if you sometimes just don't know to address the issue? The emotions are there. The heart feels like this. You feel anxiety. You don't feel you can breathe. Your head feels stuffed up. That you don't know who to turn to, but internally you know that you are your own solution. So what is that wall, and how do you move it? How do you get rid of it?
Well, the process is actually very simple, but it has to do with the subconscious mind, because, of course, the conscious mind is only a tiny, tiny fraction of our entire intelligence. And the subconscious mind, on the other hand, knows everything that's going on. It knows every trapped emotion. It knows everything you've ever done, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled. Your whole history is all logged in perfect detail down, I believe, down to the quantum level in your subconscious mind. So what we have developed is some simple ways to tap into the subconscious and just literally ask it questions. See, I was a computer programmer for a long time before I became a doctor, and that training helped me to understand and conceptualize how to communicate with the subconscious. And so we teach this very concrete method of actually doing this, and it's very simple, yet it's very, very powerful. And most people, once they learn the process, can release a trapped emotion in less than a minute, typically. So what I'd like to do for your listeners is give them a free gift, and that is an electronic copy of the Emotion Code book and the book also on audio so that they can listen to it or read it, whichever they prefer. And to collect your gift, all you have to do is go to emotioncodegift.com, and you can just download it right there. That's it. It's about a $67 gift that we want to give to your listeners because we don't want there to be any blocks in the way of people starting to use this method and release the baggage. I can share some amazing stories. By the way, this also works with animals.
Good. You can take care of our little Happy. You know, whenever she barks in the studio, somebody wins a prize. We send them out to them. But I think I want to go back to this conversation because I think that for people that I have witnessed struggling with, you know, the settling of karmic accounts of their past and knowing that an emotional surgery has to take place, and everybody knows that before you go into surgery, you've got to go get some anesthesia. Is there something that we need to do on a thought level or a physical level to sort of not let me know too much of what I'm processing? Because sometimes when you know too much, like you said, your subconscious mind covers the heart so that you don't feel any more hurt. So sometimes your ego keeps getting in the way. And for me, most of the emotions are coming from vices, what I call ALGI, an acronym I use all the time, A for anger, L for lust, G for greed, A for attachment, and E for ego. And as those kind of birth themselves in my system and they keep accentuating in each, you know, year or month or decade, whatever, or lifetime, you know, here I am walking around as a soul with a ball of stories and I don't really know how to process it. So I know that for me, it's my connection to the divine because there's this neutral energy that is so powerful and pure. So when I'm connected to that, somehow he untangles the web, but I still have to keep doing my work. It's not like he's doing anything magical as such and I just sit there and continue. But that works for me, Brad. And even when I went through my season, I didn't personally even want to connect to that source. I actually wanted to feel what I was going through. Now, speaking to those individuals who just don't know what to do, you know, what to do, and that anesthesia, what is that thing that you can do that you can get the ego out of the way to help you to release some of this energy? I know you've given us a lot, but again, I go back to sometimes we're just way too smart for our own good. And the issue is there, and we're trying to logically overcome it, but the feelings are stronger than the logic. But we are not aware that it is still hurting the soul. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I like your acronym. ALGI, that's good. With your permission.
Please, but, please let the whole world know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something. I believe that we are eternal beings. We have always lived, I think, without beginning and without end. We're here in this existence, and our intelligence is dialed back here to an almost astonishing degree. What I have found myself through my own testing is that, and I used to teach people that our conscious mind is about 5% of our intelligence and 95% of our mind is subconscious. But I've actually done some more prayer and testing about that. And what I believe now is that our conscious mind is 0.0000000, that's 8 zeros, 1% of our intelligence. And so in other words, our conscious mind is a decimal point followed by 8 zeros and then a 1, and that's that percentage of our total intelligence is what our conscious mind is. So why is that? Why is that happening? What are we doing here? And why has our intelligence been dialed back, our consciousness? Why don't we have access to more? And the reason why is because I believe we are here in this world to learn for ourselves the difference between right and wrong and good and evil and pleasure and pain. We're here to learn for ourselves all of these profound, dramatic truths. We're here to learn. We're here in this perfect testing environment so that we are free to choose what we're going to choose. And we're here to choose our own path. Well, what happens to us, I believe, deep, deep, deep within us, that heart of our being remembers who we were before we came here. And we've been alive forever and, you know, in one form or another, not in a physical form, but in a spiritual form. And this is what I believe. And I believe that now in this world, what's happening is that we are, you know, we come into this world with no memory. Our memory of our life before is totally wiped out. And I had a very profound experience once where that window was opened for a few seconds, the window to that world that we came from, where we lived with God. And it was a profound experience. And I actually write about it in the Emotion Code, where I was instantly filled with the most intense, overwhelming, overpowering feeling of homesickness to be back there where I came from, where we all came from. Well, the problem that we have in this world, a big problem that now we're being shown the solution to, is this wall that the vast majority of us have around our heart. And I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that within the heart of each one of us lies our own perfect creation. And part of our task in this world is to uncover that perfect creation and allow that perfect creation to manifest into this world. Well, if you look at the history of this world and you look at all the darkness that's gone on for all the centuries and thousands of years of man's existence, think of all the blood that's been shed and all the tears that have been shed over all these centuries. And here we are right now at the tipping point, at the point of transformation, where this world is about to step into a whole new world, a whole new state of being. And I'll tell you something, a key to this is the wall around the heart of each person, or the vast majority of people anyway, on this planet. Remember, 93% of people have this wall. When that wall is taken down, people's lives change in these interesting, fascinating, dramatic ways sometimes, where suddenly abundance starts to flow to them in a natural way, where suddenly they're able to start manifesting that perfect creation that is within that heart of theirs. Now, this wall around the heart is something that, you know, I suspected for years. I was releasing emotional baggage on my patients, and there were times when I knew that there had to be more, but I had no idea what it was. And then this was actually shown to me. I was trying to help my wife decipher and interpret a dream that she had had. And in the middle of this attempt, I suddenly had what I can only describe as a waking vision, where suddenly I saw before me this beautiful hardwood floor. And it was the most amazing, dramatic thing. It lasted for several minutes. And at the same time that I'm seeing this floor in vision, I have this understanding that comes into my mind that my wife's heart is underneath this floor. And I had absolutely no idea what this meant. Well, we eventually figured it out that she was born into a very volatile household. Her father was a rageaholic. And by the time she was 2 years old, she put up, her subconscious mind put up this wall around her heart to protect her little baby heart from being broken in this dysfunctional family. And so the price she paid for having this wall, and by the way, the wall got thicker and thicker as time went on from other events that happened to her. The price she paid was that it was easy for her to feel negative emotions, hard to feel positive emotions. It was hard for her to feel, to really connect with other people and feel love. When that wall was taken down, suddenly she started to feel connected to people and made a dramatic shift in her life. So what we find is that people who are trying to connect with other people, trying to have a better life, trying to fall in love or trying to stay in love or create abundance or just manifest what they have inside, they have to have this wall taken down. But luckily, the process is so simple. It's so easy. It does take a little bit of time. But the nice thing about it is you can do it on your own. We have a network of practitioners also all over the world. We've got over 2,000 practitioners now in about 58 countries. And you can go to healerslibrary.com if you're looking for a practitioner. But you can also do this yourself. So again, emotioncodegift.com is where you go to download the book and actually start understanding how this is done. It's really simple.
Dr. Brad, you have offered such an incredible gift to the AM listeners and to our radio show, and I think it'll be great to have you on as a regular supporter of the show talking more about this topic, because I think one of the things that we're witnessing in our country, violence, racial issues, just this whole emotional baggage that everyone's walking with that just can no longer stay inside, that it comes across, you know, as violence, insecurity, or whatever other things that emerge, it makes us do things that are feeding that algae, you know, and I think the work that you're doing is really,
absolutely,
really important. Thank you so very much, and before I let you go, leave us with your favorite life quote. I know that you've left us with a few websites, so we'll repeat that at the end of the show, and really, from all of us in the studio today, we want to thank you for the work that you're doing. You definitely did do some emotional surgery on everyone who listened in. And but one thing I want to do before I go, are there any events coming up for you that you would like the listeners to know about, or any further information, because I think your work is important to get out there?
Well, yeah, thank you. Those two websites, really quickly again, healerslibrary.com if you're looking for a practitioner or you want to find out about certification, things like that. Emotioncodegift.com if you want to download the free book and the free book on audio. And we do have a seminar actually coming up in Salt Lake City, Utah this Saturday at the Grand America Hotel. It's just a few days away. That starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes until 6. And again, that's at the Grand America Hotel. So if you'd like to get a ticket, let's see here, just go to healerslibrary.com and you can find the get information about that.
Yep.
You asked me for a favorite quote. Let's see here. I'll tell you what my favorite quote is. There's a quote from the scriptures of the Mormon Church, actually, that I really love. And it says, "Be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth forth that which is great."
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's sweet. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Brad. It's been wonderful having you on the air. If you're ever in Washington, D.C., please come by and do one of your presentations at the Meditation Museum. I'm sure everyone would enjoy it.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I'd love to be a guest again. We can talk about how this works with animals. It's really fun.
Definitely. I'll definitely cover that one with you next time, okay? Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
So my friends, as Dr. Bradley Nelson shared with us, a lot of richness today, huh? I'm sure you must have enjoyed today's conversation. We've got to get there. We will get there. Don't lose hope too fast. It's inside. We've been through a lot of things, and we are going to make ourselves continue to enhance and build more and more. But there is a way of conquering this. And let's go to drbradleynelson.com's website or theemotioncode.com and let them know that you heard it from the America Meditating Radio Show. Remember, no one, absolutely not a single human being, has more power where they would actually take away your happiness. No one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same, so let's do that. We're going to end with the Band of Light by Elijah Ray, and this track is called Love Being Here. Take care, everyone.